loyal and true, we pledge allegiance to you. How often have we sung those words? Probably the first time in the school year 1958-59 was on opening day, when 1,600 students thronged the auditorium to hear Principal Hahn's opening remarks.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing. Is this thing working now? Situation's normal.
Yes, the situation was normal. In school, among the incoming freshmen and sophomores, particularly.
Come on, let's go.
Where in the world is 324B?
Oh, what's my locker combination?
When's the first day of vacation?
Another problem for freshmen and sophomores was their new teachers. However, they soon got acquainted and readily caught on to some of their teachers' pet phrases.
All right, let's saddle up and get going.
Speaking of carbohydrates, that reminds me of a story.
Now, just supposing we interchange row one with row two, what is the value of the determinant?
Look, choir, close only counts in horseshoes.
I'm paraphrasing it.
You're dismissed to your first period classes.
Let's get on that ball.
How's your love life?
The assignment is on the board. Copy before you leave.
Will you please send John Doe to the library? Thank you.
Baseball is a minor sport.
As new as some of these experiences were for the freshmen and sophomores, they were even more unique for our two foreign exchange students, Barbara Reinhardt from Switzerland and Jose Pombo from Uruguay. Barbara and Jose, do you recall your first impressions of Central?
When I first came to Central, I was a little scared because I didn't know anybody and anything about the school. Soon, I got to know the students and learned that they are very nice and friendly, and now I like Central very much.
Since the very first day, Central showed me its friendliness. Everybody was really cordial, the faculty, the student body. Now, my impression is exactly the same. I sincerely like Central. I will never forget it.
Do you recognize this noise? Football season has arrived at Central. Starting off with a win against Manitowoc, our varsity gridiron squad then lost to one of the top Fox River Valley teams, Green Bay East. Appleton and Green Bay West handed us losses, and in the final game of the season, we were defeated by North. But the climax of the football season for all students was homecoming. Activities started at the Pep Assembly with the announcement of the newly elected King and Queen.
And now for the King and Queen, Dorothy Adamovich and Bobby Earle.
The next afternoon, Central toppled a highly favored Oshkosh team 14-7. Spirits were high as students gathered around the blazing bonfire at DeLand Park that evening. The wonderful weekend was ably summed up in the words of a Central teacher when he said,
"It seems to be a pretty fitting climax to the homecoming celebration, which was a great day for the Central students, starting with the victory and then the parade this afternoon up and down 8th Street, which I understand was unauthorized but very successful, and then the end with the dance tonight at the YMCA.
Along with the memories of football come those of Thanksgiving, as the a cappella choir sang,
"All the American fiddle, to Memphis must we go. The horses are made to carry the sleigh through the wide and drifted snow. Over the river and through the wood, oh, how the wind is blow. It sings and toes and bites the noses over the snowy
road." Another highlight of fall activities was the production of the hilarious farce, The Matchmaker, a four-act play by Thornton Wilder. Who can forget Malachi Stack staggering onto the stage?
"There are some people who say you shouldn't have any weaknesses at all, no vices. But if a man has no vices, he's in great danger of making vices out of his virtues. And there's a spectacle. No, there's one vice in your bosom. Give it the attention it deserves, and let your virtue spring up modestly around it. never support two weaknesses at the same time. It's your combination sinners, your lecherous liars, and your miserly drunkards who dishonor the vices and bring them into bad repute.
Attention was also centered on our fine debate program in which 60 participated. The varsity debate team tied for first in the state debate tournament, debating the resolution.
Resolved that the United States should adopt the essential features of the British system of education.
As the brisk, frosty days of December approached, they brought with them expectations of joyous Yuletide holidays. Teachers and students alike captured the true spirit of Christmas. The corridors were filled with the strains of traditional carols as the various language classes lifted their voices in song.